Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Summer is convincingly over. Our third frosty morning for many locations and the autumnal equinox tomorrow morning might seem like the classic combination in late September. However, long-term records show a different picture. Several records were tied or broken Saturday morning. It was the earliest killing frost at the Fairbanks Museum since the 1940s. For those not quite ready for the chill, a warming trend does get underway today. No return to summer, but at least readings will recover to the upper 50s and low 60s in most locations this afternoon, reaching the 60s and low 70s later in the week. High pressure sits right over us this morning, giving us another cold and frosty start. It'll also give us a sunny day, although the sun may be filtered with a little bit of smoky haze from the western wildfires. After one more chilly night tonight, the high splits apart to the east and to the south, making room for Hurricane Teddy to track by well to our east. We'll see some high clouds in eastern areas. The forecast details? Sun filtered through a little smoky haze, not quite so cool. Highs upper 50s and low 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, scattered frost, and some patches of valley fog, lows in the 30s, 20s in the cold spots, near 40 along Lake Champlain. Tuesday, any scraps of fog burning off, sunny west of the Green Mountains, some high clouds in the afternoon east, highs ranging through the 60s. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.